Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This weekend, it will be 1 year since last June's contested elections in Iran and the violent protests that erupted in their aftermath. The unforgettable face of those protests was Neda Agha-Sultan, the 26-year-old whose death, captured on a cell phone video and distributed online, led to global outrage. Well, now her family is speaking out for the very first time. On June 14th, that's next week, HBO will air For Neda, a documentary that takes us inside Iran and introduces us to Neda's family, who describe in heartbreaking detail her final moments.
Neda left the house at 3:30. I rang her at 4:30. Actually, I rang her every half hour. I asked her where she was. She said, "We're in Amirabad, and it's like hell." She said that there are so many government forces out here. I've never seen so many in my life before. I asked, "What are they doing?" And she said, "What do you think they're doing? They're chasing us and beating us." I pleaded with her to come back home. She said, "Mom, I will. Don't worry."
Here to tell us more about this documentary are the director and producer behind For Neda, Anthony Thomas and Saeed Dagon. Anthony, tell us more about who this young woman was.
She was one of millions of young ladies like her. But what does set her apart is her extraordinary courage and strength. The parents talk a lot about her personality, about the fact that she always told the truth. She always said things as they were. Her father once comments on the fact that he, in quite a dangerous part of the country, his car broke down at something like 2 a.m, and he phoned home to tell the family not to worry, and Neda said, "I'll go out and fetch you." And he said, no, you can't, it's too dangerous. No, I'll go out." And she drove in the middle of the night. She had this extraordinary courage. She wasn't a political figure. That's very important to understand. She didn't belong to this group or that group. She just wanted the freedom to be like millions of kids all over the world. But what made her different was this courage and strength.
She dropped out of college, went to Turkey for a while, tried out some work as a tour guide, was not a voter in the elections. Most people might assume that she was politically active, but was not a voter.
Yeah, but let me just comment on that for a moment, because the previous election where Ahmadinejad got in was another complete sham. But it's only now that we have citizen journalism that the news has got out. And what she didn't want to do was to contribute to a sham. What she didn't want to do was to go in, vote, and then be told later that, it's gone to Ahmadinejad. She didn't want to be part of that. And she was really hovering over this. She went to the polling stations, and she discovered that no representatives of any of the opposition candidates were present, only Ahmadinejad's man. And she felt very, very disappointed once again that they had been deceived. And she went out to protest, not because she'd voted, but her mother, her father, her sister had voted, and she felt they, like all the Iranian people, had been insulted.
Well, speaking of the day of the protest, I want to hear from your film now. Neda's mother tells the story of a run-in Neda had with a group of female police when they began protesting.
Very politely, one of these women asked Neda, "Dear, please don't come out looking so beautiful." Neda smiled with her beautiful teeth and said, "Am I beautiful?" And they said, "You are very, very lovely. Do us a favor and don't come out, because the Bazigi men target beautiful girls and they will shoot you." Then one of them said, "I'm also a psychologist and I know the danger of beauty to these men."
Saeed, what is this film to you? Is it current events documentary? Is it, some people have called it borderline propaganda, because let's face it, it is a one-sided look at Neda. How do you see this film? Is it propaganda?
Obviously not. I think it was very important to tell the world who she was and why she did, though. Because, you know, in Iran, we have all these martyrs of Iran-Iraq war, and you're depicted as superhuman, people who are close to God. This impression that everybody has to the martyrdom in Iran. But suddenly, the martyr of the new generation in Iran was this very ordinary girl who just wanted some personal freedom for herself. So it was very important to show the world who really she was.
Well, Saeed, you put yourself at great risk to interview Netta's family. In this documentary, you're inside their home, talking to the family in her bedroom, in her bureau, looking at her diaries. How did you get a camera in to conduct the interview with her family, with these people who are certainly under the watchful eye of the government?
When I decided to go to Tehran in late November, I even didn't know whether the family would agree to meet me or whether they would agree to be interviewed, because it was impossible to contact them directly from London. But at that point, we decided that I go to Iran and contact the family, approach the family indirectly, and then try to see if they agree to meet me or not. And when I arrived in Tehran, I contacted Neda's brother. I indirectly go to, without letting him know, I just popped into his office one day without calling him, and I pretended to be someone who is looking for a flight because he works in a travel agency.
Anthony Thomas, in terms of distribution, unique in this case, HBO, as we said, will be showing the documentary next week, but it is available on my computer screen in front of me on YouTube. Why the unusual distribution?
Well, HBO felt strongly that they wanted this to be seen, and they created a Farsi version. They haven't promoted it on the internet, but the blogging community has. One blogger said to me that it's well over 250,000 copies inside the country that he can actually track, and knowing how much these spread, he's estimating conservatively 5 million, and it's building and it's building. Voice of America showed the Farsi version 3 times. The regime was so perturbed that in the northern part of Iran, they cut the power during the showing. And this is so important because one of the main purposes of this film is to allow those young people in Iran and all those who were protesting on the streets to know that it's not forgotten, that we still remember them.
Saeed, can we step back for a moment before we go? The Green Revolution, we have heard very little from them in these past many months, especially since the aftermath of Netta's death. Is the Green Revolution dead?
No, I don't think that the Green movement is defeated. I don't think it's defeated. I think it's like, we have an expression in Iran, we say that it's like a fire under the ashtray. So you just don't see it. It's there, you just don't see it. Because obviously because of all these tortures and rapes and arrests and hangings, it has become very impossible for people to go out as they used to go weeks after the election. But it doesn't mean that that it's defeated. No, it's just because we don't see it on the media. But I think they have a very big potential to go out again in the streets at the right time.
Anthony Thomas, Saeed Daghan, thank you both for joining us this morning. You can watch the entire film for Netta at our website, thetakeaway.org.